we are going to be learning Ois Beis of the Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. In Ois Aleph, the Rebbe was Mechadish, the Inyan that there is no Machloikis in the Gemara and Megillah regarding where the Kedusha is, Bizman HaGolos. Rather, everyone agrees that every Shul has Kedusha as a Mikdash Ma'at. And also everyone agrees that there is a central Shul, Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel, being that Mimenu Yoitza Hira L'chol Ha'olam, therefore the Iker Shechina is over there. Now the Rebbe has to bring a raya to this chidush, to this concept, that there are chiluke dargis in the Kedusha itself. And the Rebbe says, let's go back to another section of that Gemara. The Gemara tells us, B'chol mokim shegalu shechina imohem, that Yidin, wherever they go, the Eivishter Shechina is with them. And that's why when Yidin went to Mitzrayim, the Shechina is with them. Went to Bavel, the Shechina is with them. So wherever Yidin are, that's where the Shechina is. So the Gemara asks, B'bavel heicha, in Bavel itself, where is the Shechina, the main presence of the Shechina? So Abaye says that there were two special shuls. There were two cities. One was Narda, and another city, which was on the map under Narda, which a city of Hutzal, which was close to the Beis Medrash of Ezra HaSofer. So these two, but the Knesias, the second one being called Shaf V'Yosef. Why was it called Shaf V'Yosef, a place that like picked itself up and moved over? So the Mefarshim explained that they literally, when Yechonya, Melech Yehuda, went into Golos, which that's also when took along with him a lot of the Gdoile Yisrael of the time, when they went into Golos, they actually brought with them the bricks and different things, stones, to make a shul. And it was also destroyed and rebuilt. And it was built from the Avne Yerushalayim, from the stones of Yerushalayim. And according to the Aruch, it also had a stone that was in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was called Shaf V'Yosef because the Mikdash went there. So the Nekuda is that we had these two shuls. And Abaye says that you should not say that it was in both of these shuls. Ela zimnin hocha v'zimnin hocha. Sometimes it was in this place, and sometimes it was in that place. Now it's interesting that in the Aruch, it actually brings this Maimer Chazal down as a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. In our Gemara, it says in the name of Abaye, he brings down two shuls. In the Aruch's Girsa, it's brought down as a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. The Rav says that it's referring to the Beis HaKnesses of Hutzal, and Shmuel says it's referring to Shav Yosef ben Ardo. Now there is actually a very Kabbalistic explanation that the Rebbe says in Ha'ara 16, if you want to see the beer of this Gemara according to Kabbalah, you could learn Lekutei Levi Yitzchok, the Rebbe's father's explanations, which is always very geschmack to know the Torah of Reb Levick. Reb Levick is going with the Girsa of the Aruch, which we're not going to get into at length what he says, just to understand. Reb Levick says that the Inyan of Narda, which is the higher point on the map, which shows on a higher level, that shows on Yichud Chochma and Bina, Av Ve'Eim. The other shul of Hutzal, that is the Inyan of Zoh and Malchus. And he explains why Rav picks this one and Shmuel picks that one. And he says that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you could have the Yichud of Yud-Kei, Chochmah and Bina, and Vav-Kei, Zoh and Malchus. You could have them both. But in the time of Golos, being that there is a Hefsek in the Gilei HaShechina, So it's either Zimnen Hacha or Zimnen Hacha. You can't have both yet. Other Azoy, you don't have both of them. But either way, getting back to a very, very practical and physical understanding, the Gemara says that there are different shuls, that's where the Shekhinah was. Now, Shtelzich de Shaila. There is an obvious question. We just told you that every shul has Shekhinah. Any place that Dalad Amish Shel Alocha is a Mikdash Ma'at. Elu Bati Knesiyos. So what is the Gemara asking B'Bavel Heicha? Where in Bavel is the Shekhinah? Any shul in Bavel has the Shekhinah. So what is the question of the Gemara? So the Rebbe says, obviously, the Gemara's question is a much deeper question. The question is, Al Pisa Yesh Loimar, Shem Shech Divrei HaGemara B'Bavel Heicha Medubar Oides Gili Shekhinah B'Fenala Yoyser Migilo Yashchinah Shebashar Bati Knesiyos Bati Midrashas. We are asking of where is the main Shekhinah. Of course we know that every shul has Shekhinah. Of course we know that the Eibishter rests in every Beis Medrash and every Beis Knesses, because that's the Mikdash Ma'at. The Gemara's question, B'Bavel Heicha, where is the Iker Shekhinah? Like in the Rashi, Taiches, Mokim Shenikir Shehi Shoyer Hashem, a place where it doesn't just exist, but you actually recognize, feel, and it's recognizable that the Shekhinah is there. V'yaseir Mizeh, even more, Sheyeshnoi Mokim Meyuchad Echad Yochidu Meyuchad Shutmuras Hamikdash B'Yerushalayim. There is one place in Golos which is, so to speak, a substitute for the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, Sheboy Iker Ashrois Ugili Ashchina. That's where the Iker Ashchina is. In other words, the Gemara seems to be very insistent and very, very particular to let us know that there were two big shuls, but don't think that the Shekhinah was in both of them at the same time. Why is that important? Why does the Gemara have to tell us Zimnen Hacha v'Zimnen Hacha? Because the Gemara is explaining to us that we're talking about not just a place where Shekhinah is. There has to be one Beis Hamikdash, one place where the Iker Shekhinah rests. So it can be in two places. Of course, the Shekhinah itself, the Eibishter is everywhere. But the Iker Shekhinah has to be in one place. And that is the question of the Gemara. Where is that place? And that's why we called that shul Shaf V'Yosef. With Shaf V'Yosef, like the Aruch says, and it's brought down in the Marsha, Shenosa Mikdash V'Yosef Sham, that it was named the place where the Mikdash moved and traveled there, the Beis HaMikdash in transit. Hainu, Shagili HaShechina Shoye B'Mikdash B'Yerushalayim, the place, the Shechina which was in the singular place of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, not anywhere else in the world, Nasa V'Yoshev B'Mokim Yuchad B'Bavel, traveled and went and settled in a unique place in Bavel, Tmuras HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim, which is like a substitute and replaces the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. In Ha'orah 22, and that's the reason why it's the Iker place of Gili HaTorah, Mokim Kavua Shemenu Yoitzes Hoira La'anshe Yair, just like the Lishkas Agaz is in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Ramban says, Iker Torah in the time of Golos is in Arda, because there is Yechonya and all the Chachamim. So therefore, getting back to the discussion of the Gemara regarding Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, so the Rebbe says now this reinforces his pshat in the Gemara. Shenoisav al klolas in shemikdash mat shebechol bat kenesiyus ubat medrash shebebovel. In addition to the fact that yes, there are kedush, there are many shulin, and in each of these shul there are place of shechina. If you didn't get together, it's a place of the shechina. Yeshnay hamikdash ma'at ha'ikri. There is a main sanctuary, main shul, Tmuras HaMikdash HaGodol Yerushalayim, which represents and substitutes and takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel is the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. Shenasa Mikdash V'Yoshev Sham, that the Mikdash traveled and went there. In other words, the Rebbe is taking these two Gemaras and putting it together. It's when the Gemara is discussing which shul it is, and then the Gemara tells us about Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, the Rebbe is saying that these two Gemaras are going together. That the Gemaras which are discussing the special shuls are telling us which one was the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel at that time. That there is one shul that takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that there is the Gilui HaShechinah.